Gas clumping and its effect on hydrostatic bias in the MACSIS simulations, by Imogen Towler et al. We use the MACSIS hydrodynamical simulations to estimate the extent of gas clumping in the intracluster medium of massive galaxy clusters and how it affects the hydrostatic mass bias. By comparing the clumping to the azimuthal scatter in the emission measure, an observational proxy, we find that they both increase with radius and are larger in higher mass and dynamically perturbed systems. Similar trends are also seen for the azimuthal temperature scatter and non-thermal pressure fraction, both of which correlate with density fluctuations, with these values also increasing with redshift. However, in agreement with recent work, we find only a weak correlation between the clumping, or its proxies, and the hydrostatic mass bias. To reduce the effect of clumping in the projected profiles, we compute the azimuthal median following recent observational studies, and find this reduces the scatter in the bias. We also attempt to correct the cluster masses by using a non-thermal pressure term and find over-corrected mass estimates 1B equals 0.86 to 1B equals 1.15 from 3D gas profiles, but improved mass estimates 1B equals 0.75 to 1B equals 0.85 from projected gas profiles. We conclude that the cluster average mass bias is minimized from applying a non-thermal pressure correction 1B equals 0.85 with more modest reductions from selecting clusters that have low clumping 1B equals 0.79 or are dynamically relaxed 1B equals 0.80. However, the latter selection is most effective at minimizing the scatter for individual objects. Such results can be tested with next-generation X-ray missions equipped with high-resolution spectrometers such as Athena. This was Gas Clumping and its Effect on Hydrostatic Bias in the MACSIS Simulations, by Imogen Towler et al.